Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I wonder if you download or you stream. I say that every show, and I'm not really sure. But either way, thank you so much for tuning in today. We've got a great topic coming right up because, of course, no better way to kick off the weekend a bit early than with some fun Disney talk. Let's get away from the news, the politics, the stocks, all that stuff. We're just going to have fun. This is the good stuff. So stand by for that. First, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. The Magic for Less Travel is a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them year after year for being the best of the best. Their guests give great reviews for all the agents over at the Magic for Less. They book a ton of trips to the Disney destinations each year, and they do it right each and every time. So if you've never worked with a travel agent, check them out today. Drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials they offer. You can see the services you're going to get for absolutely free. Disney pays them, not you. So check them out today. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com. I hate to say it, but it's August. It's time to go back to school here in the Midwest and the South. And that means you need to get those back-to-school supplies. So why not check them out on Amazon and use our Amazon affiliate link? It's at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. When you get the scissors, the Fiskars are the best ones, by the way, or if you get that college-ruled lined paper or even those composition notebooks, whatever you need, it all adds up. So please use our link and have fun this school year over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1519 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it to another weekend. It is already August. Can you believe it? The summer is ripping by. But as we say here in the Midwest, we're in the dog days of summer. It's warm, the days are long, and it's fun to take a podcast out as you mow the grass, or even better, chill out on a hammock and kick off the weekend right now with some fun Disney talk. One of the great things we love talking about here on the show are the Walt Disney World resorts. And today we're going to continue our mini little series that we're doing. We compared Riverside to French Quarter. We compared Wilderness Lodge to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Today, by listener request, Catherine asked me about this earlier in the week. We're going to compare Pop Century to Art of Animation. So I think this is going to be a shorter show. But the thing is, you've gotten a lot of Be Our Guest podcasts this week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today. So we hope that this is going to find you well. And you'll be like, thank you, guys. We didn't need a 2-hour show, you know, on a Friday. So, but, you know, we want to give you something to talk about and keep the series going. So joining me today to talk a little value resorts where both of us kind of tend to land a lot. We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com. And the Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's a glorious Friday. So I'm ready for the weekend. I don't know about you. But oh,
me
I'm
too.
Ready.
Let's me do too. It. Last weekend was like a fog because we just moved into the new house. And hopefully by this weekend, we are getting close to maybe 50% through the boxes. The boxes are, I have nightmares about boxes now.
Trust me, I understand.
It's crazy.
The good thing, like, I liked when I moved was that somebody moved, like, packed all my stuff for me and then moved it for me. So I didn't have to do that part, but I did have to put it all away. So that part was kind of a bummer. But we just kind of went from one room to the next and put away that way. But you'll have boxes for a while just sitting around the house that are you just are like, yeah, I'll get to it eventually because you know what's in it and it's not anything that you need. And so you'll just eventually get to it and eventually ends up being 6 months to a year to 2 years later, you know, whatever.
Well, the first thing was like, you know, I set up, got in, and of course, like, you know, we put the bed together. You know, we don't have it as of recording right now. We still have a kitchen table. Now, by the time this airs, we will. Right now, as we're recording, don't have a kitchen table, don't have a refrigerator. We have like a mini fridge. It was in my
classroom. Wait, you don't have a refrigerator?
It's getting delivered tomorrow as we record. So it's only been like 4 days because they just couldn't get it there that fast. But I'm using a mini fridge that I had in my classroom. So I got like, you know, my Coke Zeros are cold and like a little turkey or something, a little half gallon of milk. But it's just so crazy. You know, like today I was working in the office. First thing I set up was a podcast studio. And I got this new desk, but the thing is, like, where the mouse is, it's real slick. So they gave me a mouse pad at the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train grand opening thing.
Yes.
You got a mouse pad. It was Festival of Fantasy. It was real cool looking, but I never used it at the old house because my mouse worked fine on the old desk, and yes. I just had it there as a decoration. So I knew I threw it in a box. I've been looking for that thing for like 3 hours, like for a mouse pad. It's 2019. I know I can't find the stupid mouse pad. Now I have a feeling that's going to be the rest of my life because I threw so much junk.
You'll find it eventually when you don't need it anymore. Yeah, totally. That's how that is. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about Art of Animation versus Pop Century, both Walt Disney World value resorts. Of course, Pop Century opened around, I would say, 90s. '90s. No. We were there the first year it opened, so maybe around 97, 98. The point I'm making is Art of Animation is newer than Pop Century by probably about a decade.
Yes.
But originally, if you don't know this, if you're new to the whole Disney thing, just so you know, Pop Century was originally going to be two sections on each half of this lake called Hourglass Lake, which separated each section with the Generation Gap Bridge. And they were going to have the classic years, which is what Pop Century is now. And on the other side of Hourglass Lake, that was going to be the legendary years. And Pop Century currently is the 50s to the 90s, those decades. And legendary years is going to be the aughts to the 40s. I heard that on a podcast once.
Okay. All right. That's good.
It's the zeros. I don't know what you call it. I think I got it right. Back me up. So before we dive into, you know, all the pros and the cons and all that stuff for both resorts, let me ask you this off the top. Would you rather have Pop Century and Art of Animation as we have it today? Or would you have rather had what was it originally planned? Well, classic years and legendary years, just a larger Pop Century. What would you rather have if you had your choice?
So I feel like the way things ended up as Pop Century and Art of Animation is probably for the best. I just feel like, you know, I feel like the decades of the 50s through the 90s is a lot better, resonated a lot better. And I feel like the decades of the, you know, 00s through through the 40s is a lot harder of a sell. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like that the appeal wouldn't really have been there. And so I feel like taking even though the recession and or the 9/11 is what happened that caused the legendary years from being fully built. They did start building them, by the way, for those who didn't know. The actual main hall that, you know, the with the food court and all of that, that was originally built, as well as the Little Mermaid rooms. Those were also originally built, which is why the Little Mermaid rooms are the way they are, and they're not the interior hallways and everything like that, because they had already been built, so they weren't knocking them down. So I just feel like, and you can, you know, Google basically what it looked like before, you know.
It was, to be honest, because we stayed there many times when basically it was a shell of...
Yes,
about it was a 20% completed resort, and there were big weeds, and you know, it looked like a desolated construction area. It was scary. I mean, it was weird looking, and you just stared
right at it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, you saw it across the lake, and I mean, they put up some fences and stuff, but depending on, like, if you're staying in the 50s, you could see it really well on the backside of Hourglass Lake side. And it was weird because you don't expect to see that. It was kind of shocking because you know everything at Walt Disney World is so perfectly manicured, and that was there.
That was definitely not, and there was no like hiding that. So yeah, but I feel like the way that they've gone now with, you know, the Art of Animation Resort, where they do celebrate animation, and they've brought in some of the newer characters, well, newer at the time that the resort was built, that weren't really represented. I feel like that's just a better choice overall. And then they were able to add the the family suites and things like that. So I feel like it was a better choice what ended up happening. I do feel like the legendary years would have been, I don't know if a failure is the right word, but those would have been the rooms that were always on sale. I will tell you that much.
Yeah, that's the thing too, is I think Disney won in the end with how it turned out, because they needed the family suites. It gave them a new resort to push, to promote, you know, and so, because I think you make a great point where if they would have finished Pop Century as it was, and say, you know, because I'm always excited, I usually don't request a decade. I just kind of let it roll. I like the 50s, but I've stayed in the 70s. I like that. I've been in the 90s, way out at the other end. I like that too. It's fine. So I just let it happen. And it's part of the anticipation of the trip. Like, where are we going to stay? But like, if I'd ended up in the 20s or something, or the 30s, I don't know. Like, that just, what, you know, it's not super exciting. Like, do I want to be a flapper? That was like, I don't know, flappers and stuff. I mean, like, you know, the 20s were the Great Depression, you know, the 30s.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like it really would have been a hard sell. And I do. I feel like those would have been the rooms that were constantly on, you know, some sort of free dining promotion. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, just nobody wants to stay in the double zeros. I mean, you know, it's just because it's not 2000, it's 1900. So
yeah, in the 20s or 30s, you get to stand in like a soup line instead of go to the food court.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that has, nothing says, you know, hello, like the Great Depression. I don't know. Like, it's just a terrible idea.
That's your free dining. You stand, you go to a soup kitchen. That's it. That's what you get. Dining. Anyway, oh, so let's get to the resorts for people that are planning trips.
Is it too soon to joke about? I'm just saying, it might be too soon. Yeah.
All right, so Pop Century and Art of Animation both have rooms that accommodate families of four, except for Art of Animation. We're going to talk about the family suites in a little bit. So right now we're talking, let's talk Pop Century. So let's talk theming. Pop Century, Art of Animation, in your opinion, which one do you like better if you had to pick a theme?
Oh, gosh, that is tough because I really do like both. I like the fact that, you know, Art of Animation has so many great, the art is great. I mean, you've got art, I use that term loosely, but you've got the artwork inside the lobby. You've got the characters from Cars that are sitting outside. It was built around the same time as Cars Land. So they had, you know, they really made it feel like Radiator Springs. And if you've been to Radiator Springs, like you get what they're in California. You get what they were going for. The feel is quite the same. I love the Lion King section. I feel like they did a really good job there. Of course, Little Mermaid is one of my favorites. But dude, there's something about Pop Century and the theming there. I mean, you have that nostalgia, and for someone like us, you know, that nostalgia is heavy, and you look at the shadow boxes and you see all the great things that you remember as a child and some of the things that came before you and the things that came, well, you know, I feel like I'm gonna go Pop. I think Pop, even though I really do like the, you know, the design and stuff of Art of Animation. But that is tough. It's hard to choose based off of theme.
Yeah, you said it well. You know, here's the thing. Here's what I say about, you know, the theming overall. Just quickly, I really like what Art of Animation has going on, especially the colorful lobby as you check in. You know, it's got those lights and sketches, and of course, you know, all around the resorts, they have like a little on the walking path, the running path there around the lake, have little, you know, tidbits about animation and sketches and so forth. And I like, you know, especially the Cars area. I love that pool.
Yeah, that's awesome. That area is amazing.
Awesome. Yeah. It's really awesome, especially with the cones where you can get out of the sun. Those are really neat, like little huts. But like, I really like Art of Animation, but I love Pop Century. And I know for me, it's a personal thing. Like, we grew up going to Pop Century every summer because that's really the only resort we could afford.
Exactly.
And so we went there and we had the best times. I mean, Paige was little, you know, we went there every summer. We go to Pop Century. I have a mug, you know, a refillable mug that we got the first time we went down, you know, like the tie-dye vibe, the food court dancers coming out doing the hustle, you know, like the food court was just like, they had cheese fries. They had the stuff we liked, you know, it wasn't fancy, but it was us. The pools were great. There wasn't a slide. We didn't care. You know what? We're in Florida. We're having a good time. We're going to the parks. We love the rooms. You know, I love Pop Century. I really like Art of Animation, but I love Pop as far as theming.
Yeah.
So let's talk amenities here. So busing, I would say, is equal at both. Would you not agree? I mean, they both have dedicated buses.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say buses is equal. And, you know, if you're at a theme park and a bus pulls up for, you know, one either, and it's going to be a while for the other one, I would get on the bus for the one because you can walk over. They've got that great pathway in the middle of the lake there. So Hourglass Lake. So, yeah, I feel like they're equal as far as the busing goes. You're going to have the Skyliner there as well, which is going to be split. The actual station is found in the middle of the lake. So if you're staying, you know, you just at either one, you can go right into the middle of the lake, right, which is right in the middle between the two resorts, and hit the Skyliner too. So that's kind of nice too. So, you know, I feel like both are equal as far as transportation goes.
Yeah. You know, this is a really, I mean, to be honest, the Pop Century and Art of Animation have better transportation options than some of the deluxes, is because the buses are better, definitely better at Pop Century and Art of Animation than like a Wilderness Lodge. I know it's crazy, but you also have Skyliner, so that's going to be something to think about. So let's talk dining real quick. Food courts, basically the same, a little bit fancier at Art of Animation.
Yeah, Art of Animation, they typically have, it's just a little bit elevated of dining. It's not much, but it's just a little bit different. Now, I do feel like I've had some really great food at Pop Century recently, though. I mean, we ate there and on our trip, and I gotta tell you that the fried chicken there was one of the better meals that we've had, that we had that trip, and the mashed potatoes and gravy, like, that was really awesome. We had some really good breakfast at Pop Century as well. We did go over to Art of Animation for breakfast too, just to kind of, you know, mix it up a little bit. I feel like Art of Animation's just
Real silverware over there.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's what I was trying to pull up. I was trying to see if I couldn't remember if I had real silverware, if they brought in real silverware at Pop Century, but I can't find it now. So, oh wait, hold on. No, it was not real silverware. So yeah, they did not bring that over yet. So
that's what I remembered. Like, oh, real silverware across the lake and not over at Pop. But you know what? I mean, they both have basically like the stuff families, kids are going to like, young families. I mean, they don't have real fancy food, but it's fine. They have the pizza window. They have, you know, your like fried chickens, you know, your burgers. Yes. Fries, and they have, you know, they have like one window with like healthy things if you need it, but they also both have good baked goods.
Oh, I will say though, Pop Century now has mobile order, so that's true. That's a huge perk. Check. If you're in your room, you can go do the mobile order, and you can go pick up your food and then take it back to your room if you need to, which is always a nice thing too.
All right, so let's talk. So we've talked dining, we've talked transportation, we've talked theming. Let's get into the rooms. So, Ricky, break it down. Now, the family suites we're going to talk about last, because that's something you can only get at Art of Animation, and that's huge, because when you got a family larger than four, you know, a group of six can really fit well in a family suite, and it's going to be a decent value for you. You know, you could also probably go two rooms at Pop Century. That's something you could think about. They're going to come about the same price, two rooms at Pop and a family suite. They're going to be probably within $50 a night of each other, but let's talk Art of Animation, Little Mermaid rooms versus Pop Century rooms right now, because that's kind of an equal comparison.
Yeah. And I know at Art of Animation, they are starting to redo the rooms. I've recently saw online, the rooms about, the Lion King rooms. And I think I saw Little Mermaid rooms were redone as well, or they're starting to, and they're making it the clean lines, you know, the no bedspread, doing, you know, kind of a wood floor type situation. I feel like it works just a little bit better at Pop Century. I don't think they have the pull down bed at our Art of Animation and Little Mermaid rooms. Yeah. So they do have the pull down bed, which is nice. If you need a table, you know, to work on, you can do that, or you can, you know, you can just pull that down as a bed. It does get a little bit of a pain if you do need the table and then you also need the bed. I could see where that would be a little bit of a pain, but if you're like me and Brian and we're just together and we needed the table, you know, we could leave the bed up and just have it as a table. This takes us back to the trip
that show is coming out soon from the film. Right. That was the big question.
But I feel like what they've done at Pop Century as far as their rooms are concerned, they really did remodel them all together, versus I feel like they're just doing the soft goods kind of thing at Art of Animation right now. I mean, they completely redid the shower at Pop Century. It's a really nice shower now. They completely redid the vanity. There are cubby holes everywhere at Pop Century now, so there's plenty of places to store things. I feel like Pop Century wins as far as the room goes, for sure.
100%. I love the rooms at Pop Century versus the Little Mermaid rooms. Also, they're going to come in a little bit cheaper. Now, here's the thing. 2020 pricing, Pop Century's jumped. And so is Art of Animation, because they got the Skyliner and Disney's getting their money back there. So just be aware that you're not getting it for $99 a night like you did a few years ago.
Right.
Like, I'm seeing prices over spring break like $230 a night for Pop Century. Yuck. I know. Yikes. It's moderate prices, basically. So you just got to look, though. I mean, there are, you know, future, if it's not booked, there's going to be discounts. You know, the best thing is lock in your room and hope for a discount. And you got up to 6 days if it's room only to cancel, or 31 days if you got a package. Yeah. And you can always modify to a different resort, too. So real quick, what I would say as far as, well, let's talk about the family suites over at our animation. Okay. You can only get those there. It's a great option for families larger than four. You have the Lion King, you have Cars, which are equally priced. You also have the option to book what's called just a family suite, which means Disney has the right to place you in either Cars, Lion King, or Finding Nemo, but you don't get to pick.
Mm.
So, now, and also you can book the Finding Nemo suites, which are your more premium. It's like booking a preferred room at Pop Century. They're the most centrally located around the feature pool, the Big Blue Pool. And so if you want to pay just a little bit more each night, you can be right in the center of the resort, Finding Nemo suites, but they do cost a bit more. So here's my pro tip on this one, is that if you don't care between Cars, Lion King, or Finding Nemo, if you can, book the family suite, the general generic family suite category. You may get a Finding Nemo. You probably won't, but you may. I doubt it, but you never know. So, Ricky, walk us through the family suites. Other than that, I'm just kind of giving a little information for folks that are considering.
Yeah, so the family suites, they typically have the bedroom where there's the one room, and then they have usually, I think, isn't they have the table in another room with the pull-down bed. They have a little kitchenette for guests to be able to use. They also have, I believe, a sofa as well in that main room. And then they have the bathroom. Each room is definitely themed to inside.
They're crazy themed. I mean, these things are like super themed.
And that's kind of one of the things that I don't like about these rooms. I feel like they're a little gaudy, to be perfectly honest. And I know that they're probably going to address some of this with these soft good refurbishments that they're doing. But I saw the Lion King one, and I still didn't love it. I thought the flooring that they used was really weird. I don't know whether it was... I couldn't tell whether it was carpet or some sort of tile, or it was, I didn't like it. And I don't know. I still feel like these rooms are really gaudy to get across the point of the fact that they're themed rooms. It's for some reason, these just don't work for me, the rooms in general. But if they work for your family, then, you know, the fact that they're suites is the big draw there. I mean, you know, the design of the room and how it looks and whether it's gaudy or not, it's not, you know, if you need a family suite, you need a family suite. So
I mean, these are the things. I mean, in Pop Century too, but not so much in the rooms. I mean, both of these resorts are for the true Disney fan, somebody that really likes the big icons, you know, the like hit you over the head with you're at Walt Disney World. You are having a Disney vacation. I will say that I really like the Cars family suites interior. You know, it is a little gaudy, but I mean, it looks kind
of
like
them.
You're in a pit crew.
Yes, I will
or
say
something.
It's the best of all of them.
Of all three, I like it best because it's not subtle at all. I mean, it looks like a toolbox, you know, like
it looks like everything threw up all over it. Yeah,
but it's cool. I mean, you know what? I mean, you're cool. Not the thing is, you got, here's what I say about that kind of stuff when people ask me, you know what? Like, you're staying in the room for like a week max. Who cares if it's gaudy? You know, like, now you wouldn't buy a house that looks like the Cars family suite, but it's fun for a little while, you know, and then move on. I think that's why you go to Walt Disney World.
No, I agree with you on that. I just, the style of these rooms have never appealed to me out of all of them. I feel like they did such a great job with the outside of these rooms, and then they went inside and they're like, yeah, we'll just throw some junk in there and have that be that. Like, I don't know. It just feels like, it just feels too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just did too much to get the point across that these are themed rooms.
They are
so,
themed. There's,
I don't know.
But the thing is, like, you know, and I think you kind of addressed that, you know, these were very much like 2000s and like late 90s types, architecture or, you know, decorated where, say, you know, all these new rooms like Coronado Springs, the new Pop Century rooms, they're very clean lines. Like, you get you get Disney touches, but it's not like bonking you over the head. And that'll probably happen to these suites, maybe. I don't know.
And I'll admit, going into Pop Century for the first time since they redid the rooms, I was like, wow, it's a little stark in here. You know, it's definitely a little.
I was like, where's the Disney? Because I was so used to so much.
I mean, I definitely didn't think where's the Disney, but I did think that it was a little bare. I feel like there is a fine line that they are did not touch at, you know, between Pop Century and Art of Animation. There's a fine line and they haven't reached it. They went too far on the minimal side at Pop Century and they went too gaudy on side of Art of Animation. And they just haven't reached the thin line that they need to hit to Disney enough, but not too plain, but not too gaudy. I don't know. That could just be me. So.
They're both really good resorts. And I will say, just as we kind of wrap this up, it's going to be a shorter show. You've had four shows this week. We didn't want to go too long. Because, I mean, really, I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of like one big value resort with two themes. And you got family suites on the one side. Yeah. So that's kind of how you got to look at it. But if you're looking for practical advice, you're more likely to probably hit a discount over at Pop Century. If you're Absolutely. If you're banking on a discount, like you're hoping for one, I would go to the Pop Century side if you're planning on that. But I will say, one of the rules that is held solid for the last decade is that when a discount comes out, you will not get a discount with the Little Mermaid rooms. Nope. We are seeing that in the last 6 months now.
Yeah. And I think part of that is this, the honeymoon phase of visiting the Little Mermaid rooms is over. And people who have stayed in the Little Mermaid rooms or have stayed at Art of Animation have done so by now. And so now we're getting into that point where they're like, well, you know, these aren't as popular as they once were. So they are offering discounts. Again, as we said before, discounts are only offered when the rooms are not filling up. Those rooms were filling up like crazy at that time because A, it was a new resort, and B, it was the Little Mermaid. So those two things were really big reasons for it not to offer discounts. And now the discounts are coming out because it's been, 10 years or something like that?
They were so unique. Yeah. I mean, because I think everybody wanted to check out the new resort, but I mean, a lot of folks didn't want to pay for a family suite. So that is why.
Exactly.
Is there not a Little Mermaid room or Little Mermaid movie, like remake coming out here soon? I thought.
Yes, there is. Yes.
Maybe that'll bring it back.
I mean, maybe. I just don't know. I'm not a big fan of all these live action remakes. So.
I know. They're like for everything. Like, okay.
I haven't seen Aladdin. I haven't seen The Lion King. And I don't know if I'm going to. I'll maybe see them when they're on Disney Plus. But I just don't really plan on seeing them in theaters. So
here's another discussion we had in our moving regarding Disney Plus. So we moved two VCRs from our old house to the new house. Okay. VCRs, video cassette recorders.
I have one. I have one.
So I tell Paige, seriously, why are we moving a VCR? She goes, because I have all those old box Disney movies from when I was a
kid.
There you go. I'm like, are those not all going to be on Disney Plus for like $6.99 a month? I mean, you can hit a button and boom.
They will. I mean, I have my VCR for old tapes that I haven't watched.
Exactly. She's never going to watch those things ever.
Just in case I want to watch them, I have my VCR because I can't get another VCR. They don't sell them. So I'd rather have it on the off chance that I need it than get rid of it. So, yeah. I maybe don't need two, but I have one.
She has one in her room. We have one in the living room. I mean, people come in, they think they're walking into like the Waltons or something with a VCR.
Got it.
Sitting under our Blu-ray player, which we don't watch either.
I know. I have a Blu-ray and a DVD player. I don't watch either of those either. So, tough times have changed, aren't they?
I'm telling you, when you move, you question everything. Like a Blu-ray player, what's that weigh? Like 1 pound? I'm like, what? When's the last time we used this thing?
We didn't even buy our Blu-ray player. Somebody, one of Brian's friends gave it to us, and we still don't use it. So,
anyway, well, that's going to do it for today. A little bit shorter show, but hopefully you enjoyed it. You know, we're going to continue this series as we go through the Disney resorts, comparing two resorts to each other. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for your next Disney adventure, work with the best. It's a Platinum Earmarked agency, and they're over at themagicforless.com. And if you mention the Be Our Guest podcast on that quote form, I'll be right there working with you. We're going to have a great time planning that next trip, whether it's to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or even Adventures by Disney. Support the Be Our Guest podcast and support the folks over at themagicforless.com. It's time for back to school. Buy those school supplies online. Go to amazon.com/amazon so that we get a little kickback from Amazon. It really does help support the show. You're going to get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra. And very simple. So again, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And we've got a great Facebook page at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. We'll be back again on Monday with a great trip report to kick off your week the right way. But right now, it's the weekend. Let's go have some fun. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wish you a great weekend. But whatever you do, stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.